Welcome to Shomach Shom and the Daf Shir sponsored Lui Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph discusses in different ways the difference between Torah and Mitzvah. Torah is what's called Torah Or, and Mitzvah is Ner Mitzvah. And the Gemara says that therefore Torah is Magno Matzlo, while Mitzvah is only Magno. The Gemara goes with different variations of that. And the Gemara later says that Avera is mechaba mitzvah. And Avera can go and extinguish away a mitzvah. Avera can extinguish away a Torah. So the Mefarshim, the Rosh of the Maharshal, and more clearly in the Maharal, they explain the idea is that the difference between mitzvah and Torah is exactly as the Gemara brings in the Pasuk, Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Says the Maharal, or means light. The mitzvah is a ner. The same way a candle, when you have a light coming from a candle, you have a flame. The flame needs the fuel. You need to have the kli, the vessel, you need to have the oil, you need to have the petila, you need to have the wick. And when you have all that material, then comes a light out of it. If the oil is extinguished, if you don't have any more fuel to give to the light of the candle, so then there will be no candle anymore. The candle depends on the physical items that hold it. When you have or on the other hand, or light does not depend on any physical sense in this world that holds on to the light. As the Gemara brings the mashal, a person going on in the darkness and he has a vukabiyod, he has a torch in his hand, there's a limitation of what that torch can accomplish. But the minute it becomes morning, then you have the light all over. It doesn't depend on a specific item that gives you the light. So this is the Maharal, this is really the difference. This is what's the Mashmos here in the Maharshal. Torah is Ruchni Be'etzim. Torah is spiritual. It's completely not dependent on anything here in the world. It doesn't come down to physical items in this world. Mitzvah, on the other hand, the mitzvah depends on a physical item. Any mitzvah that is being done with taking some material of Olam Hazeh and using that to do the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the light which depends on the physical object here in the world, while Torah is kulo ruchni, is all spiritual. It doesn't have any physicality here. The fact that you have Torah written with letters, that is also part of the Kedusha of Torah. And as Ramban tells us in the beginning of Chumash, kol Torah shmoi sasha kosh bochu, the entire Torah is 100% spiritual. And with this, the Nefesh HaChaim connects this Gemara to a Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah. Because the Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah tells us that Tashmishrei Mitzvah Nizrokim, Tashmishrei Gedusha Nignozim. Something which is a mitzvah, the minute the mitzvah is gone, that physical item is thrown away, has no Gedusha to it. But Tashmishrei Gedusha, if you have a Sefer Torah Shebala, Sefer Torah that was written on a cloth, and then you don't have the Sefer Torah anymore, you don't have the words, the cloth still has Gedusha. So says Nefesh HaChaim, based on what we're just saying now, the idea is Pashat. Mitzvah, you have a physical item, and on top of that, you have the Ruchni of the mitzvah. But the physical remains physical. Once the mitzvah goes away, the physical can be thrown away. It doesn't have anything to it, except the fact that it's holding on top of it a mitzvah. But when you have a Sefer Torah, you have Gdusha, Tashmish Gdusha, the Sefer Torah written on the cloth makes the cloth part of the Sefer Torah. The cloth is not anymore something separate, a physical item which on it the Sefer Torah is written. But the physical item becomes part of the Torah. It's part and parcel of the Torah. Even if you don't have the letters anymore because it was erased, you still have to be goines, the cloth of the Sefer Torah. It becomes Kaddish as well. It becomes connected to the words. It becomes Kulay Kedusha. And Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chava here in the Sugya says, this is Mamish the Nekudo regarding Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah, but not Mechaba Torah. Because if the mitzvah depends on the physical item that holds it, the body of a person who goes and takes his limb to use it to do a mitzvah, if that same limb is doing an Aveira, the Aveira erases the mitzvah. Mamish with the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, that the item itself doesn't change, it holds on it something which is Kaddish. It can be removed and hold on it something which is an Aveira. But when we talk about Torah, Torah is Kula Gedusha. And Aveira cannot go ahead and take away the Gedusha itself. It can just land on the physical thing that holds the Gedusha. By Torah, everything is Kaddish, Everything is holy, everything is spiritual, so the Aveira cannot affect it. And just to conclude, by the end of the day, even though Torah is so spiritual, the Iker Tafkid of the Adam is to do mitzvahs in this world. Because mitzvah, as the Shlo explains, is to take the name of Hashem and implement it in the world. The letters mitzvah, mem tzadik, is atbash of the letters yud and hey from the name of Hashem, and vav and hey is the end of the name. So mitzvah is really the name of Hashem. Chal shem shamayim al asuka, as we said in Masechet Sukkah. Shem shamayim comes down and is dressed here into this world. That is the reason that when a person has a mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else, he must be mevatel Torah to do the mitzvah. Because even though the Torah is so spiritual, but the Adam is in this world to bring Shem Shamayim on the physical items of this world. But the chiluk between Torah and mitzvah is, as discussed, Torah is all spiritual, mitzvah is the name of Hashem on the physicality of the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.